de Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy les presentamos el musical titulado Maine, una obra compuesta por Jerry Herman, ambientada en la época de la Gran Depresión estadounidense y la Segunda Guerra Mundial. La trama cuenta la historia de Maine Dennis, una mujer excéntrica y bohemia cuyo fabuloso tren de vida se ve interrumpido por la llegada de su sobrino de 10 años, Patrick Dennis. El musical se estrenó en 1966 y resultó todo un éxito. Además, podemos contarles que Jerry Herman fue el primer autor con tres obras representándose simultáneamente en Broadway. Las otras dos obras fueron Hello Dolly, que ya escuchamos aquí en Radio Sefarad, y Dear World. La historia comienza el 1 de diciembre de 1928. La niñera Agnes Gooch lleva al pequeño Patrick a Manhattan, a casa de su tía Maine Dennis, una mujer que lleva una vida social frívola y desentendida y cuyas principales pertenencias son la cultura, el amor y el mercado de valores. Cuando llegan la niñera y su sobrino, se está celebrando una fiesta en casa de Maine.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
It's a time. Make it merry, and so I'm for There's a thank you.
Mame debe ocuparse ahora de su sobrino, quien ha quedado prendado del carácter de su tía. Pero su custodia, sobre todo en lo referente a la educación del niño, está compartida con Dwight Babcock, un empleado de un importante banco. Mame desea para su sobrino una educación moderna y artística, pero las indicaciones del padre de Patrick van en otro sentido. El empleado del banco señala que Patrick tendrá una educación conservadora. Sin embargo, Mame se propone abrir nuevas ventanas para su sobrino.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you wanna be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day. If you follow your Auntie Mame, I'll make this vow, my little love, that on the last day of your life, you'll be smiling the same young smile you're smiling now, my little love. If you wake up every morning and you pull aside the shutter and you promise me that these'll be the first words that you utter. open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fellow you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fist doesn't fist too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window.
Además de la llegada del sobrino, a Mame le crecen los problemas. El crack bursátil afecta a sus ahorros y se ve en la obligación de hacer algo inaudito en su vida: trabajar. Gracias a una amiga, consigue un pequeño papel en un musical. Patrick llega al teatro haciendo autostop, todo ello para ver a su tía. Cuando termina el show, se dirige a felicitarla, pero ella está triste porque su actuación ha resultado un completo fracaso y está de nuevo sin trabajo. Pero para Patrick no ha sido tal desastre y trata de animarla con esta canción.
You're my best girl and nothing you do is wrong. I'm proud you belong to me. And if a day is rough for me, having you there's enough for me. And if someday another girl comes along, it won't take her long to see that I'll still be found just hanging around.
You're handsome and brave and strong. There's nothing we two can't face. If you're with me, whatever comes, we'll see that trouble never comes. And if someday another beau comes along, determined to take your place, I hope he's resigned to falling behind. My best bow.
Maine continúa buscando trabajo con el mismo desastroso resultado. En su sesión de manicura conoce a un hombre llamado Jackson Pickett Burnside, pero Maine no espera volverlo a ver. En un arrebato y a pesar de ser principios de diciembre, Maine proclama la llegada de la Navidad. A su sobrino le regala sus primeros pantalones largos y a sus empleados unos regalos verdaderamente surrealistas. Patrick improvisa un brazalete para su tía y los empleados le regalan una pila de facturas.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
but Eddie Mae, it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighbor-y.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that Bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter. And we need a little stuffy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
De pronto Santa Claus aparece en forma de Jackson Pickett, el hombre que Maine había conocido en la sesión de manicura. Está claro que ambos están hechos el uno para el otro, y Bo, el nombre de pila de este hombre, propone matrimonio a Maine. El único obstáculo será la familia de él, una familia del sur de los Estados Unidos, enriquecida gracias al ganado y a la agricultura, y cuyo modo de entender la vida es muy diferente del de Maine y su cosmopolita Nueva York. Salvado este obstáculo, Maine es aceptada y el sur le da la bienvenida. Aquí terminamos la primera parte de Maine, del musical Maine, y la semana que viene lo resolveremos. Terminaremos este musical. Hasta entonces.
Maine, you charm the husk right off of the corn. Maine. Cakewalk back into style.
May,
you make the weeping willow tree smile.
May,
your skin is Dixie satin. There's revel in your manner and your speech. You may be from Manhattan, but Georgia never had a sweeter peach.
You make
my face, you brought some elegance to the place. There's Savile, Harmony, Catfish, and Tripe.
Maine.
Well, shut my mouth and damn my eyes. You made the price of tobacco rise. The old watermelon is suddenly ripe.
Maine.
And down on the levee, a beautiful bevy of crinoline ladies has flocked. The way that they're squealing, they give me the feeling the Robert E. Lee must have ducked. The strumming and ringing, the humming and singing is starting to get out of hand.
Since you brought Dixieland to Dixieland.